This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Well, some media outlets are reporting that the death toll from a weekend blast in Pakistan has risen to over 50 on Monday. The Inspector General of the KP has rejected the higher figure. He tells VOA that the number of those killed is 45 and the tally of those injured is at 67. He said aside from those being injured are about two or three are all stable. We hear more from Reuters' Diane Toh.
Dozens of people were killed when a suicide bomb blast tore through a political rally in Pakistan's northwest on Sunday. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack on the gathering, which was a rally for the conservative Jamiat Ulema Islam Fazal Party. Pakistan has seen a resurgence of attacks by Islamist militants since last year, when a ceasefire between the Pakistani Taliban and Islamabad broke down. Also known as TPP, the Pakistani Taliban and its associated groups have been behind most of the recent attacks in the country. But on Sunday, the group distanced itself from the attack and condemned the act.
That's Reuters' Diane Toh. The Russian-installed leader of the partially occupied Donetsk region on Monday said that at least two people were killed and six more were wounded by Ukraine's shelling of the region's Russian-held capital. Russian state media showed firefighters working at the explosion site, as well as injured people being treated by medics. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, a Russian missile attack in the southern city of Kryvyi Rih on Monday killed at least four people, including a 10-year-old girl and her mother. Ukrainian forces reportedly have recaptured around 15 square kilometers of land in the east and south during their counteroffensive. This is VOA News. Britain says it will grant hundreds of new oil and gas licenses in the North Sea in a bid for energy independence. The government is ignoring calls from environmental campaigners and the United Nations to stop the development of new fossil fuel projects. We hear more from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The government is ignoring calls from the environmental campaigners and the United Nations to stop the development of new fossil fuel projects. The plans announced by the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak include a pledge to invest £20 billion, or about $26 billion, in carbon capture and storage projects, as Sunak maintained the government's commitment to eliminate net carbon emissions by 2050. Sunak is traveling to Scotland to formally unveil the package. He says Britain will still need fossil fuels even after the country reaches its net zero target. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Niger's new junta on Monday accused France of seeking to intervene militarily to reinstate deposed President Mohamed Bazoum as tension mounted with the country's former colonial powers as well as neighbors. Bazoum, a Western ally whose election just over 2 years ago was a watershed in Niger's troubled history, was toppled on July 26 by the elite presidential guard. Guard's chief, General Abdurrahman Chani, declared himself leader. But his claim has been shunned internationally, and the West African bloc ECOWAS has given him a week to hand back power. Mar-a-Lago's property manager has a court appearance in Miami today. We hear now from the AP's Jennifer King.
Carlos de Oliveira faces a judge in Miami on charges including conspiracy to obstruct justice and lying to investigators probing former President Trump's hoard of classified documents. The manager at Trump's Florida estate was added to the indictment, alleging Trump and valet Walt Nauta schemed to hide security footage. Prosecutors allege de Oliveira falsely told investigators he hadn't seen boxes moved into Mar-a-Lago after Trump left the White House. The indictment says not long after the Justice Department subpoenaed video footage at Mar-a-Lago, de Oliveira asked an information technology staffer how long the server retained footage and insisted that the boss wanted it deleted. I'm Jennifer King.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen warned on Monday that Europe won't tolerate aggression in Ukraine or the Indo-Pacific, and she reaffirmed the EU's recognition of a 2016 arbitration decision that invalidated China's expansive claims in the disputed South China Sea. Von der Leyen spoke at a joint news conference with Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. after holding talks in Manila that aimed to bolster trade, economic, and security relations. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.